How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Amazingly enough, another week of Ask the Garden Geek is here. Hi, everybody. I'm Michael Kroos. I am the founder and chief geek at Ask the Garden Geek, and I am here to entertain you, talk about stuff. I am so thrilled with the way our local community has come back from Irma. Other parts of the state have not come back from Irma near as well. And I feel for them, especially the folks down in Southwest Florida. And then there's that other one that went to Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico is in just terrible, terrible shape. From a hurricane that was not near as big as Irma. Maria was a powerful storm. It hit there, I think, is a Category 4, and it's a small island, and it went right across it. It destroyed, you know, thousands of homes. It just wreaked havoc on the place. It really did. But Irma was the biggest hurricane ever, and it came right up from South Florida, Southwest Florida, and rode right up through the middle of the state. And, you know, I have to say, the state of Florida killed it. It really did. It started getting weaker by the minute, by the hour. It got weaker and weaker, but it still did a lot of damage. I was without power for several days. There was so much debris. I mean, so much debris. You know, we came back relatively quick. Within a week, we had come back pretty well. The supply lines had, you know, reestablished themselves. The restaurants were getting food. The grocery stores were getting food. There was no longer lines. You know, it came back. But the thing that took the longest for us was getting rid of the debris. Now, I had a very small, very, very small debris pile in my yard because I had planned in advance. I had trimmed my trees back so far. You know, it's just something that I worked on. And, you know, it's just, I really worked on that. And it all my hard work paid off because I had a very tiny bit of debris. My debris field doubled in size when I did some pruning around my house. It tripled in size, quadrupled in size. But that was just because I went on a binge of pruning last week. Just an absolute binge. And I had the only debris pile in my neighborhood that had a bunch of green stuff in it. Everyone else's had turned brown. And I will tell you that the pest control operators, because there's still a lot of debris out. My neighborhood got rid of all of its debris, but other neighborhoods have not been so lucky. And there are a lot of the pest control companies are getting a lot of rat calls because rats are living in that debris, that they're coming out of the woods, getting into that debris, getting into people's houses, and it's a real mess. I have a good friend, Dusty Showers is his name. And by the way, Google Dusty Showers sometime. Very interesting man. But he has a company called Creepy Creatures, and that's primarily what they do is wildlife removal and rodents especially and rats. And he is so busy, he cannot. I spoke with him for a few minutes the other day on something else, and he just told me, he goes, Michael, you wouldn't believe how busy we are. Our phone's ringing off the hook with all kinds of wildlife things because the storm has driven out a lot of wildlife and brought them into the houses, and you know, everything is, it's a mess, that part. But it's a good mess for him because he's making money. So, you know, I don't know. I hope we're done with the storms for a while. I truly hope we're done with the storms. And as I speak of this, our good friends in Houston, Texas, are still having a terribly difficult time. You know, they were hit with a flooding event. You know, not so much wind. We were hit with more wind, not too much flooding. Some flooding, but not too much flooding. They were hit with a flooding event, and, you know, I just wonder what our homeowners insurance is going to look like next year when it's time to renew. That's what I wonder. I wonder what that's going to look like. I don't know if you remember, for those of you who lived in the South, when Andrew came through in the 90s and destroyed just, you know, gazillions of dollars worth of homes. Insurance rates are, you know, my homeowner's insurance. At that time, when that happened, I lived in a small house in Tarpon Springs, and our homeowner's insurance went from like $600 a year, not $450 a year, to $3,000 a year in that little house that I had up in Tarpon. And I said, whoa, my brother had an even smaller house up in Newport Richey, Florida, and his went to $5,000 a month, which was outrageous. Now, that has all come down. All of those prices have come down over the years, and it's more, you know, it's better now. But I just wonder, after all of these disasters of this summer, what the insurance rates are going to be next year. Just saying. It is now legal to fertilize where I live, and everybody is fertilizing, and everybody is having a wonderful time with that, and I am encouraging everybody to fertilize. I had a neighbor come up and ask me, a nice neighbor who I didn't know before now. These people kind of kept to themselves, and he came up and asked me what I fertilized with on my lawn, and I told him Mill Organite, and he goes, would you come look at my lawn? I said, sure. And he says, how much Mill Organite do I need? Well, I kind of walked off his yard, figured his yard was much about the same size as mine. And I said, you got under 4,000 square feet of grass in the front and backyard. I would get two bags of Mill Organite, one for the front, one for the back, and spread it out there like crazy. That's what I would do. Natural fertilizer, you know, 100% organic. And we're still having a lot of heat in Florida. It's going to make your lawn look wonderful. And so he went out and bought two bags of Mill Organite and came down and slapped it all over his yard. And, you know, we haven't had a lot of rain since then, but he slapped that all over his yard. The nice thing about using Mill Organite, which I really, you know, you don't have to water right away. It can wait for the rain. It can wait for the water. So that part is good. Now, that is good. My lawnmower has been really worked hard this year. This week I decided it was time to, you know, I'd been sharpening the blade. I just finally said this week, that's it. I went and bought a new blade, and I slapped the new blade. I'm recording this on Thursday evening, by the way. I slapped on the new blade today, and tomorrow I get to try out the new blade. So I just, you know, I was mowing twice a week, every 3 to 4 days. I have been mowing this summer. We've had a lot of rain this summer and a hurricane. And, you know, the grass just grows like crazy. Plus, I've been, you know, I put some Mill Organite down when I shouldn't have. And when I should have. And it's just been growing like absolute crazy. So I just decided new blade. One that, you know, wasn't that expensive. Just went and did that, slapped the new blade on there and looking for it. And while I was there buying the new blade, I found this 30-inch. Oh, I want this so bad. This Toro mower. It is 30 inches blade, you know, mowing, which is much bigger of a mower than I need. Okay, if I still had my other property that the last Mrs. Crose got in the divorce, where I had, what did I have? I had 7,000 square feet of grass. I had a big backyard. If I still had that, or if I even had my house in Tarpon Springs where I had 11,000 square feet of grass, I'd be buying this Toro mower like tomorrow. It's $1,000. It's just under $1,100 for the mower. But I saw one of those there, and I said, oh, look at this thing. It is so wonderful. It's adjustable height. I sat and played with the thing. It's easy to start. It's got a big motor on it. I tell you what, that thing looks like it just mows grass like you wouldn't believe. So, you know, most people who have a large yard, they go for riding mowers. That's what my brother did. And no one could understand why I didn't do that in Tarpon Springs at the house, because I had a big yard. And I actually inherited a Toro commercial riding mower, formerly known as a Heston. That they don't make this anymore. It's one of those big zero-turn things. And I had one given to me, and I mowed the lawn with it a couple of times, and I really didn't like it. And I had a cousin who wanted it, so I said, come get it. It's yours. I myself, if I had a large yard, I would go with that Toro mower with a 30-inch blade, self-propelled. It's a, you know, personal pace mower that they do, but it's in a much larger size. And I would just be mowing, because I'm going to tell you, I don't like the way riding mowers makes my lawn look. I want to push it. I want to get down there. I want to see it. I want to feel it. And I have more control with a push mower. And that Toro, oh, man, that is a nice, nice mower. But I have a small yard now, and I'm going to keep my small yard. So I'm not going to get that mower. But maybe one of my friends with a big yard will get it, and I'll go over and mow their lawn. Ask the garden geek.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
I'm getting a bunch of email this week, and it's fun. Enjoying it. Answering lots of gardening questions. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Froth. I'm the geek here. I'm the one that talks gardening stuff. Sometimes I don't, but most of the time I do. I was on another radio show. I appeared on another radio show. Some of you old-timers, some of you old-timers will remember Chuck Carter and his radio show, For the People. Well, For the People has been reborn, kind of, sort of, and it is now hosted by a nice young man. I almost used his real name, but he goes by the name of Keith Allen on the radio, and I was on the show with him for a good 40 minutes today talking about the history of the old For the People show. So, you know, look that up. If you go to, what is their website? ForThePeopleShow.com. You can hear me on there and hear, you know, my friend Keith, who is doing a wonderful job. Chuck Carter, if some of you want to know, is now living out his life in a nursing home. And, you know, I don't know how well he's doing or not. I know that he's got an iPad, and he is, which I'm going to speak about an iPad in a moment, and is, you know, keeping up with things. So that part is good. Bless his heart. Speaking of an iPad, a couple weeks ago during the whole storm thing, when I had limited power, I actually recorded this show on my iPad mini using a $10 app called Boss Jock Pro. And I word got out about that. And there are people around the country who have downloaded that show, mostly podcasters. And I'm getting all kinds of email from people who heard that show, and they want me to make a video or teach a class or do something to show how I did that. And so I'm, you know, I'm actually going to speak on that in October for the Tampa Bay Technology Center. I'm going to lecture on how I'm going to take my iPad down there. I'm going to take my USB microphone down there, and we're going to do a podcast and right in front of everybody, so I can show them how I did it. And by the way, I had no idea what I was doing when I did it. And this segment that we are recording right now is 8 minutes and 50 seconds long. Recording it on my professional studio where I'm at right now with the professional software, it will take me 8 minutes and 50 seconds to record this segment. When I recorded this segment using Boss Jock Pro and, you know, not knowing what I was doing, it took me over an hour to record this 8 minute and 50 second segment. But I think I've gotten a little better at it. I haven't touched it since then, but I think I have a little bit better understanding. So, you know, if you want to know how to do something, teach other people how to do it. That's how I learned how to do all of this stuff. I was never a great hydroponic gardener, but then I started teaching hydroponic gardening when I was teaching horticulture, And I became a pretty good hydroponic gardener. You know, that was pretty good. I was not good at propagating plants. And part of my job as a teacher was to teach plant propagation. I knew the basics, but I didn't have a lot of experience with it. Well, now I got tons of experience with it. Because once I started teaching plant propagation, I became addicted to plant propagation. And the next thing you know, I have a mini nursery in my backyard at my house in Tarpon Springs, Florida, and I am propagating six different types of plants and growing literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of plants, which I would then donate to local garden clubs that they would use in their plant sales. I mean, I didn't want them. I didn't want any money for them. So I just, I would come home from a hard day's work and I was out in the backyard propagating plants. I had my little, mist system that I built out there. And, I used to go to nurseries and I would get free pots because they would, nurseries would buy a lot of things in 1 gallon containers. And then they would, pop those up to 3 gallon containers. So they'd have all these empty pots and I would just drive around. I had a little route of nurseries that I went to and they'd say, "Oh, there's that crazy Michael. He wants our 1 gallon containers." And they'd have a bunch of them. I'd, get 20 here, 50 here, 100 there, so I just had lots of those. And I manufactured my own potting soil, and which I did, which by the way, I've always wanted to make a video on how to make your own potting soil. But it is such a long, drawn-out thing that it's something I've never gotten around to. But perhaps I will do a radio segment on that sometime. I would have to collect my thoughts on that. And I don't know. It's kind of boring. If you really want to know, write to me. And if enough people write to me, michaelcrose@gmail.com, and ask for it, I will do a whole segment on manufacturing your own potting soil. And I made pretty good potting soil. And I learned, and I didn't know how to do that. And I took my students down to a place that no longer exists called Hall's Potting Soil. And they manufactured a very good potting soil, probably the most premium potting soil that was in this part of Florida in its time. And I just, called the guy up that owned it and said, I want to bring my students down for a field trip and we want to see how you do that. And he says, "Oh, come on down." He was all excited about it. A guy by the name of Fran Addy. I remember his name. He works for Scott's now, as I understand it. But we went down there and he showed us all the secrets of making potting soil. And it is so easy. The fact that we learned the secret, well, we learned how they manufactured a top quality potting soil. And we duplicated that. Now, his secret to his top quality potting soil, or so he said was his secret, was the fertilizer mix that he put into it. And he said, that is a top secret. We don't tell anybody what it is. We have it manufactured for us, and it's a top secret. So you'll never know what that is. And I don't know if I've ever talked about this on the air, but one of my students, bless her heart, figured out his top secret, because there was a 1-ton bag of his secret fertilizer over in the corner of the warehouse that was just sitting there, and she wandered over to it. And in the state of Florida, where we live, every fertilizer that you get has to have what's called a fertilizer tag, which has the analysis on it. So she went over with her Kodak Instamatic camera. This was long, long, long before there were, cell phones with cameras in them. She had a Kodak Instamatic camera, and she went over and had somebody pull the tag out so it could be read, and she took a picture of it. And I knew nothing about it until about 3 weeks later when she brought the picture in and showed it to me. So I then knew the secret formula. Oh, well. But, yeah, making potting soils relatively easy. Maybe I will do a segment on that sometime. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams.
So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Going to talk about equipment a little bit because I've been getting a lot of questions about that. Oh, hi, everyone. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Crozen. I am your chief geek, and I get this one question all the time. I've talked about it on the show a bazillion times, but I guess, you know, there's new listeners and they want to know. And people wanted to know what lawnmower I use personally and what I recommend. They wanted to know what edger I use, what line trimmer I use, and more importantly, what I got the most email about was what fertilizer spreader I use. Let's start with the fertilizer spreader, because the fertilizer spreader is something that you need to be using right now because it's fall and it's time to get that fertilizer down, both on your lawn, in your shrubs, around your trees, all the way around. And, you know, depending upon the size of your property is, you know, going to depend on what fertilizer spreader that you would want. Now, I'm kind of an overkill kind of guy. Out in my garage, I've got a $900 commercial Lesco fertilizer stainless steel model that is with balloon tires, and I mean, it's really nice. It's been sitting in my garage and has not been used in the 10 years that I have lived in this house. 10 years, 1 month that I have lived in this house. It has never been used. I used to use it at the old property all the time, but I brought it over here and slapped it in the garage where it has been sitting ever since. I have not touched it. It is in a corner. You know, it's behind a bunch of stuff. I can't even get to it. The fertilizer spreader, I have barely 4,000 square feet of turf area and a small area of shrubs that's grown a little bit larger, but still reasonably small. So the fertilizer spreader I use, I have another push fertilizer spreader that I bought at a yard sale for $2, and it's really good. It's the Scotts fertilizer spreader, the rotary type fertilizer spreader. Now, there's two different types of fertilizer spreaders, generally speaking. There's the rotary type. That's where the fertilizer is in a bin, and you open up this, you know, when you pull the lever and open it up, holes open up on the bottom, and while you're walking, this little wheel on the bottom is spinning around, and the fertilizer falls down into it, and it shoots it out in an even pattern, you know, 6 feet, 8 feet, 10 feet, depending upon what the spreader is. Okay, so that is the rotary spreader. And I have one of those. I have used it here at this house, but I'm going to be honest, I don't use it that much. The next fertilizer spreader I have, I've got a lot of fertilizer spreaders. I just realized that, is a Scotts hand spreader, the green one. You see them at Home Depot and Lowe's and at garden centers. They're like $10. Usually they're on sale, you know, but they're not expensive. And what I like about it is it's got a place where you stick your hand in and it balances underneath your wrist. So it's not that bad. And you can put some fertilizer in there, and then you hand crank it. Now, what I really like about that, back when I was fertilizing lawns commercially, and we were doing a lot of that, you know, and I was using the big Lesco commercial spreader, I always had one of those little Scott spreaders with me. And in the spreader, in the, you know, in the Lusco spreader. And when I would do these small areas between the sidewalk and the lawn, I rarely would take the Lusco spreader there. I would take that little Scott spreader and I'd fill it full of the lawn fertilizer and I would fertilize with that. And when I was doing lots of shrubs, now if I did lots of shrubs, I would use the push spreader with, you know, diverting all the fertilizer going into the shrubs. And I did that. But if it was a small area, I once again use that Scott's hand spreader. Well, you know, that Scott's hand spreader is a pretty effective spreader. And what I like about it is you can put the stuff exactly where you want it. I've got a very small yard now. So when it came time to fertilize my lawn for the first time 10 years ago, when it, you know, I was going to fertilize the lawn, I didn't have my little Scott spreader that I bought at a garage sale. I had my big Lusco spreader, which I wasn't going to pull out because that was like overkill. But I had one of the green, I had a couple of the little green Scott spreaders. And I used a high analysis fertilizer. So I just put it in that. I said, it's going to take me a long time to do the yard. It didn't. It took me no time to fertilize the lawn. And because I could aim the fertilizer where I wanted, I didn't have that much that got on the driveway or on the sidewalks. And it was really nice. I totally enjoyed that. And I said, wow. You know, I mean, you have to fill the thing up several times, but it still moved along rather well. And then I, at the same time, then I took out my lower analysis fertilizer to fertilize the shrubs. And I just used it on that. And what I loved about it was that once again, I could put it where I wanted it. And that was really nice. I went over to my friend's house who had five citrus trees, and it was time to fertilize his citrus trees. I took my little Scott's hand spreader and went out and did that. Very nice. Now, then I have another spreader. I need to get to mowers here in a minute. But I got another spreader that Scott's came out with, I guess, a year ago. And, oh, my goodness, it's the electric, Scott's electric hand spreader. It's called the Whiz. I think I paid just under $20 for it. I got two of those things right now. Battery operated. And just like the little Scott's green spreader, you can put the stuff right where you want it. But the fun part is you're not sitting there cranking. You're just walking around with this thing, just shooting it off, and off it goes. I love my Whiz spreaders. So that is what I use to fertilize everything with. I fertilize citrus trees with it, either the little green one or the Whiz. I'm using the Whiz more now than anything else. By the way, the Whiz spreader is excellent for putting down seed, because it's even better than the green spreader for putting down seed, because you get more uniform application because that wheel's going at one exact speed all the way across. So it's really good for putting that down. And, you know, I know people who put down lime with it. I think it would be a little messy for lime, but that's just me. Enough about fertilizer spreaders. Now, once again, I get asked, what is your favorite mower or what mower do you use? All right. For years, for absolute years, I always had a Personal Pace Toro mower with a 6-horsepower engine, 22-inch cut, self-propelled, wonderful mower. I had one at my other property, loved it. When I moved here, I bought one, loved it. It was just absolutely wonderful. By the way, the former Mrs. Gross used the one that I had at the other property for a good 10 years until I think 2 years ago her husband went out and bought a new mower. But I think that one was still running. I had a mechanical problem with my mower, and I just decided to replace it. And at the time that I decided to replace it, I didn't have a lot of money. And I bought I bought a Murray mower, and I said, you know, it's a cheap mower. I'll use it. You know, I'll beat it to death, and I will use it. I've got a small lawn. It's not self-propelled. I think it has a 6-horsepower motor on it, but I will just use that, and then I will buy another Toro. Well, I got to tell you something. It's not self-propelled, so I said, I'm definitely going to buy the Toro. I have so enjoyed it. It's a very light mower. I have so enjoyed using it. I'm on my second year with it now. And I haven't replaced it at all. I like the fact that it's making me push it. And again, I don't have that big of a lawn, so it's not that big of a deal. It starts up on the first pull every time. It's got a Briggs & Stratton motor on it. And it is the cast iron. There's two different Briggs & Stratton mowers. And you want to make sure that you get one that is cast iron, not one that is aluminum. This has the cast iron. And it has just been a very dependable, cheap mower. And working well. When it dies, I'm going to replace it with a Toro. That's my favorite. People want to know, what do you think about Lawn Boys? I don't particularly love Lawn Boys. They're all right. I've used them. I've used all of them. They're okay, but not my favorite mower. Just not my favorite mower at all. I just don't love them. But I love Toro products. I'm a big Toro person. But then again, I'm working with a Murray, and it's a great mower for me. Now, if I had the other property, the other house that had 6,000 square feet of grass, I think, maybe not. Maybe not. But here, my tiny little yard, it works great. I'm Michael Crows. This is Ask the Garden Geek.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
So, doing something different in my life today, and I'm a little edgy about it, but I'll share. I am finally, I am greatly reducing the amount of diet soda that I drink, and I'm drinking a lot more water. Why are you doing this, Michael? You say. I will tell you. Almost 4 years ago, I had one kidney removed, which means I have one kidney left. And I got to be very careful. I don't do Motrin, you know, ibuprofen. When I have a headache, I will occasionally take Tylenol. Generally, I just try and work it out, but I will take Tylenol. But I, you know, got to stay away from aspirin and things like that, you know. So that's one thing. But, you know, I find myself drinking a ton of diet soda, just a ton. And this week, I got a backache on my lower right side, and it was like really bad, and it was isolated to one area. I, you know, went to my doctor. He said, that's your kidney. And today I went and had a bunch of blood work done. And so there, you know, he said, stop drinking Diet Coke. Doctor has been telling me this forever. So I did. I took him seriously. And today I've been drinking lots of water. I got to tell you, I was in a lot of pain. Been drinking lots and lots of water. I had a Diet Coke right after my blood work. When I went to the doctor, I had not eaten anything or drank anything except some water this morning. And he said, oh, you had not eaten? No. He said, okay, you got to go over to the place and get your blood done. And he sent me over there with a whole bunch of stuff to get my blood drawn. And, you know, asked me how everything was working. And I said, everything seems to be working fine, except I got this pain. And, you know, he said, that's where your last remaining kidney is. Yeah, you might want to flush that thing out. You might want to drink a lot of water. So I've been drinking lots of water today, and I got to tell you that it is actually feeling better, but still following up with the doctor. So I got to, you know, just doing that. So following through with that. But I got to tell you, that was an enormous pain down there. Just and it was so bad yesterday. The pain was so bad that I was talked into by an ex-wife of mine, ex-wife number two, She said, I know that you've got some of the super duper pain pills from when you had your surgery. I said, yes, they're locked in my safe. She goes, take one out and take it. You know, you're in a lot of pain. And I said, okay. So I did. Oh, man, I was so loopy last night. I was going to do radio last night. I couldn't do radio. I couldn't watch television. I could never be somebody who takes pain pills on a regular basis. Bad. Anyway, getting back to my emails, I'm getting a lot of questions on equipment, which I generally get this time of year. And I've talked about mowers and I've talked about fertilizer spreaders. Edgers are a big one. You know, they want to know what my favorite edger is. All right, my favorite edger is, and I don't own it, and it's real expensive, and I want it. And I will probably buy one next year, but I don't know, I'm cheap, maybe I won't. But Toro now has an electric edger. Toro has a whole new series of electric stuff. They've got a hedge trimmer. They've got a line trimmer that is electric. All of them are battery operated. They've got these really good batteries. And I have a friend who has their edger, with a really, it's nice. I like that. I have a Black & Decker electric that I have to plug into a cord. I've got a long cord. It's no big deal. But that's what I've got. And it works well. As a matter of fact, I had to replace it this year. And I looked at the Toro, but the Toros were quite a bit more expensive. So I just went, the next thing was to decide the Works. I don't know if you've seen the company, the Works. The Works has an electric edger that is pretty nice. I looked at that, and I also, I had the Black & Decker for years, and I didn't buy the Black & Decker. I stole the Black & Decker from ex-wife number three's husband. And when I say I stole it, I borrowed it and never returned it. So that's what I did. And it was like 5 years old when I borrowed it from him. He used to use it at his other house. Well, I just brought it, never gave it back. So he had to go buy another one. So when it wore out, I called up my ex-wife. I said, hey, can I borrow your husband's edger? She goes, you didn't return the last one. I said, no, it just wore it out. That's why I need to borrow his edger. She didn't think that was near as funny as I did. But what I did is I just, I looked at the Works, which looked nice, and I looked at the Black & Decker, and I said, I'm going to go with what I know. The Black & Decker has been a good quality, and it's a bladed edger. So I bought the electric one. And right after I bought it and brought it home, I Amazoned it, to tell you the truth. I Amazoned it, and I'm an Amazon Prime member. But when I took it out of the box, I realized that the quality of it was not near as good as the one that had just worn out. The one that I had, and by the way, I had that mower for seven or eight years, and it was 5 years old when I got it, and it was better quality than the new one, much better quality. This one's good. It's okay. It's doing its job. I think if I am careful, which I am, I treat my lawn equipment very nicely. I'm just I love my lawn equipment. I treat it well. I'm going to get several years out. I don't know, but it just doesn't seem as good as the older version of it. That's just my thoughts. It just doesn't seem as good as, and I'm now wishing I had bought the Works. So Toro would probably be my number one choice, followed by the Works, and then the Black & Decker, which I own. And the same goes for line trimmers. I have to tell you, that new Toro battery-operated line trimmer is marvelous. Now, some people, I don't use line trimmers to do my edging. I just don't. I want a nice edge, in my landscape. I just do. And I think it has to be done with a blade. But that Toro line trimmer, you can do edging with it, and it does a really good job. It's really, really good. But, what do I have? I have a, once again, a Black & Decker. No, it is a Black & Decker line trimmer, electric, that I have to plug in. I think that's going to get replaced maybe by the Works this year. Maybe this year coming up. Maybe the Toro. But, yeah, my line trimmer is going to get replaced. That it is. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.